Compared to you, we're all young. No, we used to go there as youngsters. They had the clinic. The sisters. But we never knew that they were Anglicans because we didn't know the word Anglican. We were from Holy Name, which is at 97th.
Wow, there you go.
Yeah.
Maybe she's from there too.
No, we're going to do the talking. Yeah. You got anything else? How about telling her about Mother Magdalena? Can you tell her anything about her?
Well, the one thing I'll tell you about her, I was scared stiff of her. And she took a liking to me. I used to tremble when she'd want me. But she was a very, very wholesome, good woman. After you got to know her, that was just her way. And let me see, I think she was stationed at our business school in Manhattan.
Yeah, that's in her record.
Right.
There you go.
No, years. And then she was here, and I remember she used to have charge of a large parlor, and she had little girls that helped her. And, she had those little girls perfect. And they loved her. And she would have them write compositions on good housekeeping. But, I remember too, when she was 25 years with us, the sisters gave her a golden jubilee because she was 28 years with the Anglican sisters. So they gave her a golden jubilee instead of a 25th anniversary. But she was a wonderful, wonderful person. Wonderful person. Good religious.
Do these people know Sister Claudia? Anybody
know
who
she is? Yeah.
You remember her, right?
Do you remember her? Well, she was a postulant with Sister. Well, her first name was Sister Rosina.
That was
after she was in our community, she took the name Magdalene. And let me see. Oh, and Sister Claudia. She was a postulant in England, and she wanted to come with Sister Magdalene, but Sister Magdalene wouldn't let her. She thought, this is just, a schoolgirl crush. I'm not going to spoil your life. And, I don't know how you know. Sister Magdalene came to the Graymores, and the Cardinal advised them to go through a legitimately established novitiate. And since they were right next door, naturally they came with us. And it was while they were here with us that Sister Magdalene changed to our community instead of Graymore. And while Sister Magdalene was here, who appeared one day with Sister Claudia. She was Charlotte Whitman or Wise, I forget her family name. So the both of them were here in the same band, Sister Magdalene and Sister Claudia. And Sister Claudia had that real Oxford
pronunciation,
way of speaking. And when she was stationed in Philadelphia, used to say she spoke a foreign language.
Yeah, they tell about
because she had that accent.
Yeah, they tell about this little child that had Sister Claudia as a teacher.
Right.
And the first day she had Sister as her teacher, she went home and her mother said, "Well, how do you like your new teacher?" She said, "She's really nice, but she speaks broken English."
She was from Hull.
broken English.
Sister Claudia lived to be a good age. She died in her 70s.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember her.
I think she was in her 70s. Right. But anyway, it's great to have you because I feel that I grew up with you, but I didn't know you that I thought they were all Catholics. You know, you don't know the difference. But Sister Anne Filan, I guess you don't know, she was in, I think she was the mistress of novices up here. Well, we both lived in the same house in Manhattan at 99th Street. 94th, we lived, and the St. Michael's was at 99th. So we were like one, and we used to go there to the clinic. But like that, we thought that they were all one. We didn't know the difference. But they were good to us. At least every time you went there with a scratch or whatever it was, they gave you candy. Right. Well, we're glad to have you. Come again.
Thank you. We'll go down to the
Oh, listen. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear sister. Happy birthday to you.
I said we're both working for the same man, and thank God I have a job.